This weekend, you can head west to tour cultural beauty in Kerrville, learn more about Asia through music, dance, and food, and then celebrate the Year of the Rat with a special float parade on the Riverwalk. TPR Arts and Culture reporter Jack Morgan has all the details.
First off, let's take I-10 for a road trip west.
It's a great place to get away for the weekend and see a lot of beautiful art.
That's Daryl Beecham from Kerrville's Museum of Western Art. The sprawling 14,000-square-foot space was designed by famed San Antonio architect O'Neill Ford.
It's a beautiful location up on the hill.
And their new exhibit is quite cool.
The Western Winter is an exhibition of 65 works depicting winter in the West, and it includes everything from Native Americans and cowboys, you know, going across the winter landscapes to cowboys doing roundup chores in the middle of winter. There's lots of snow and ice and, of course, the landscapes and animals of the American West.
He says you might hear people speaking languages you're not accustomed to hearing.
We have as many guests from international places as we do here in Texas.
For those of you thinking of making the drive, he says Kerrville can accommodate.
There's just about everything in the world that you would want to eat, fine dining all the way down to fast food, and just lots of things to do in beautiful Kerrville, Texas.
Also this weekend, Joanne Andera says you should head to the Institute of Texan Cultures.
We are so excited. We're going to be celebrating with all of our Asian communities.
She's talking about the massive once-a-year Asian festival. It's the event packed with food, costumes, dance, and performance. And this.
It helps us to break down barriers. It helps us to learn about each other.
Andera says if you just think of Chinese and Japanese when you think of Asia, there's so much more.
We have Indonesians, Pakistanis, we have Malaysians, Vietnamese, Laotian, Thai.
And those coming to the Asian Festival are all bringing food.
We've got 100 and some odd menu items ranging from pakoras to yakisoba to beef curry with rice, lots of teas, and we have an Asian libation station. This city has really become the city of gastronomy.
The costumes and dance troupes are some of the festival's biggest draws.
We've got the Arathi School of Indian Dance, our Korean community, the UTSA Japanese dance team, our wonderful lion dancers that everybody just loves.
And the best way to get there on Saturday is through Uber. Also downtown each night, all the way through February the 8th, the river is going to really shine for the Ford Parade of Lanterns. Here's the Riverwalk's Paula Schechter.
This is in honor of the Asian New Year. This is the Year of the Rat. And as is the tradition in the Asian culture, of floating lanterns at the New Year. So that's what we're doing in a really big Texas-sized way.
If you're wondering exactly what a parade of lanterns is, it's this.
We've created 10 floats, and each one is decorated with enormous lanterns that are just absolutely beautiful, and they float throughout the Riverwalk.
Unlike most parades, it's not really a place for people in this one.
Other than a boat driver. We do have a boat driver on there. They're just the beautiful lanterns and Asian music playing. And it's this year we've requested that our drivers keep clustered together.
To time your arrival, you can now find out online where the parade is in the Horseshoe Bend at any given time.
What's new this year is that we have a float tracker. So on the first float, we've added a beacon. And it makes 3 laps. So it takes about 1 hour per lap.
Everything starts out at 6 each night. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.